guys, welcome to the show. This is D. Martin. How coming at you? Oh my gosh, that was horrible. Hey, this is We Won the Show. And this is D. Martin. How coming at you? And I'm here with my good friend, Willie T. Wilson.
What's up?
That's right. That's right. I said it like he was a wrestler. Willie T. Wilson.
He is. He is a wrestler.
That's all. You were a wrestler?
No. I used to just watch a lot of wrestling.
Oh you? Man, I did too. I did too. Way back in the day.
I never got in the ring though. One of these days.
Are you serious? Because I manage a guy, so I can get you in there.
Yeah, I hear you. I think there's a school you can go to or something, man. Take classes. Jump right in there.
Well, you got it's like a stuntman class,
right?
You gotta learn how to fall.
Yeah.
What are you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm just up late at night. You know, the usual, contemplating life and
contemplating life.
Trying to make the best. Trying to make the best out of current events. You know.
I gotta ask, what do you think the meaning of life is? Now, this is a big question. This is the first question I'm coming off with, and I know it's a big one. What is the meaning of life for Willie T. Wilson?
The meaning of life for me, I just try and live happy, joyous, and free, and let other people be. And, you know, just enjoy the freaking ride, man. You know what I mean? And
what age did you stop living in your parents' basement?
33.
33
this last time.
Well, at least you're honest. That's the key word. You're honest.
Yeah, I'm on a roll. Just have good 15 years now.
Oh, God love it, man. God love it. So what is the where is the craziest place you've ever peed in?
Peed in?
Yeah, like, well, you know, it's like, you know, just a tree. Because this is a masculine question, and I understand. And hey, for my female listeners, it's just, this is guy talk. This is what we talk about when we're sitting there next to each other. We have nothing else to talk about.
Right. I'd say the craziest place.
No, I didn't say nastiest. I said craziest.
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 You
got to be honest.
I mean, the Porta John at Woodstock 2 was pretty crazy. Like, I mean, there may have been...
Were you in the one that was?
There may have been STDs there that hadn't even been discovered yet. You know what I mean? It was disgusting.
So you weren't in the one that was turned over. I heard about that.
Oh, I was not. I would probably.
I heard about the one in Woodstock 2 that was turned over, and it was like the worst. Guy got dysentery. It was awful.
Dysentery. Yeah. That...
Craziest place I ever peed, and I'm going to answer my own question, and I know it sounds redunculous. So, when I was younger, I used to be in a band.
Sure.
And my band, we played in this house that we rented, and I woke up and saw my guitarist. Or not my guitarist, I'm sorry, the guitarist of the band. That was a very uncouth thing for me to say. It was not my. But the guitarist of the band,
mm-hmm,
peeing in a urinal. And I was like, well, I'm going to do it. So I peed in it.
Right.
All right. And, you know, he was passed out right next to it. And I was like, all right, well, that makes sense. How many people pass out in the bathroom?
Many.
So then I wake up the next morning, and then I get a big stern talking to, because it wasn't a urinal. It was actually a poster that was punched in on the backside. So it looked white. And that was, yeah.
That's craziest. That's
I think that was the, well, that was one of the, I can give you some other examples too. hanging my small Peter out a window going 85 miles an hour.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So you got another one? Is there another crazy place that you had the PPN?
I can't think of any right offhand.
You just don't want to.
I really yourself. Don't. I
Well, I'm you're sure a very many. I'm you're, sure you're one many. Of the you're I one of the don't. Smarter guests we've had on here.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Go ahead.
I try and use discretion when, you know, pissing.
Well, you know, you don't want to do it out in the open. And no. The only reason I actually bring this up is because I was out today and I'm driving and I get to a stop sign and there's a guy. Well, first thing I see is a bike that's overturned, but the guy's standing there. But he's looking the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cars all flying by him. And I'm like, no, no, no. But he's standing there in a solid state for about 45 to 50 seconds. Because I'm sitting at the light.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, no, no, that's impossible. That's impossible. That is impossible. How is he doing this?
Could be a record.
Cop ran by. And then all of a sudden now he lights up his cigarette and he turns around. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. That dude's punk rock.
That guy is, man. That's freaking bold, you know.
Just, that was bold as
living on the complete edge there.
Well, he wasn't like he was right up. He wasn't in the bush. He was right by the road.
Right.
Like literally right by, like at a four-way stoplight.
Was he trying to get money too? Was
I
he,
have no, no. I looked for the sign. I looked for that sign.
That would make more sense, but just to do it.
I thought he would like pull it out or something like that, but he had a bike.
A bike.
Yeah, but he didn't even put the bike up. The bike was like, he was probably stolen, but he was like overturned. It's like he dropped it because he had to piss so bad.
So bad. He just.
Oh, come on. Like, think about it. Haven't we all had to do that once?
At least.
It's like, but he's working his legs. So it's like, oh my gosh, my bladder is going to explode. he was trying to get to a bathroom. And there were four bathrooms all around. He just couldn't. He couldn't take it.
Couldn't take it.
He rode up that big hill. Running up that hill. And then, boom. And he's like, screw it. I'm gonna.
He should have had a sign. He could have worked.
Because it looked like he threw the bike down. And then he just started letting go.
Right.
Honestly, that was my opinion. I was like, no. Is he pissing?
He should have had a sign that said, you know, help me buy my own toilet.
Toilets are expensive, dude. I just bought my own outhouse. I just bought, like, I've got to replace like three toilets, right? Four toilets, actually. I've already replaced one, but I got three. You know how much those are?
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And that's for the cheaper ones.
Well, right, yeah. But you got to have it.
No, well, yeah, especially, yeah. Gosh. Especially because more people are taller now.
Yep.
It's the truth. A lot of people are taller now than they were.
Why is that, you think?
Well, I look at genetics. How many people from our old grandma stage, grandpa and grandma stage, were shorter?
Probably some, but you shrink the older you get, too. So
that's true. That's very true.
You know, that may have something to do with it.
But then again, how many 6'7" black men and white men and 7'9" Chinese men have we had per capita in the last 40 years?
A lot more.
That's what I'm saying, man. Genetics. Darwinism is looking up.
Yeah, that's really favorable for, you know, things like the NBA or, you know, college basketball.
Oh yeah, that's well, they're huge now.
Yeah.
Like people, Scottie Pippen. People don't even remember him.
Scottie Pippen was the man.
Yeah, guy, you know how tall Pippen, he was. You know how tall he was.
6'8".
No.
Bro, I had all his cards. He
Scottie Pippen was
six
not foot 6'7",
6'7", 6'8", at least.
Scottie Pippen was not. He was short. Scottie Pippen was short. Oh no, you're right. No, I'm thinking about somebody else. Who am I thinking of?
I don't
the
know.
Guy that, see, I said he was forgotten. I said he was forgotten. Who am I thinking of? It was Scottie Pippen. Yeah, you're right. He was along with Michael Jordan,
that's 90s.
No. He played for the Pistons.
No, Chicago Bulls, bro.
Shoot, who was the short guy
for the Pistons? Isaiah Thomas, maybe. Spud Webb. Short. He was the
Spud
shortest.
Webb.
He was the shortest NBA player ever.
Spud Webb. There he is. Spud Webb. That's who I'm thinking of. How tall was he?
5'7", maybe.
Dude, he was shorter than me, and he could dunk on me.
He could dunk the hell out of the basketball. Like, he won the slam dunk contest one year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I remember that.
I'm 6'2", and it took everything I had to dunk a basketball with one hand when I was in the best shape of my life. And that guy's like,
I'm 6'3",
he's doing like
and three, I can dunk
360s.
A
yeah,
right. I have small hands, so it was impossible to dunk a basketball, but I can dunk a soccer ball.
Yeah, well, you can always just get a trampoline and jump off it, and it looks just as cool if you just, you know.
Yeah.
Film
yeah,
if you film it without the trampoline,
dude,
in the picture.
I can get a penis pump too.
Same concept. Yep. Same exact concept.
Same exact concept. Yep.
Yeah, those two are
very kill me, man. You're gonna fucking kill me. Oh, love it. All right, yeah, we need to get you back on the show again where we have three people. It'll be 10 times better. Because I am good, but I'm a more of a master of ceremony than I am a purveyor of cheap tricks.
Gotcha.
So, let's talk about Dracula Untold.
Well, I tell you, this movie started off, I thought it was just a ripoff, to be honest with you, of Bram Stoker's Dracula. But
the one
now here,
the one that was directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes, yes. Which in my opinion was a great movie. I mean,
it's a masterpiece.
At the beginning, I thought it was a ripoff. complete ripoff of that. But now I think, you know, it might be legit. I think it has its own identity and its own vibe. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Dracula. The story never gets old. I mean, you know.
I've heard that some people say, now I know you don't
know. Who wouldn't want to live forever, you know?
Yeah, well, I know you don't know about this, but a lot of this is. Have you ever read the story of Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I have not. No, I'm not much of a reader anymore. That ship sailed, but I used to read quite a bit. Not so much lately.
Well, it's funny that Dracula Untold took more from a book called I, Strahd.
Yeah, well, that sounds familiar now that you mention it.
Then it did from Bram Stoker's. I, Strahd was about a vampire that was cursed because of a witch.
Okay.
Was that what was Dracula Untold about?
Well, I didn't finish it, but it's, you know, it's...
What was the beginning about?
Man, this dude is, man, he finds the original vampire in a cave, right? So he's, you know, he's in there and he's down on his luck, you know, his life's falling apart. He has to give his son up to the king, you know, because they want 1,000 boys for their army, you know. And he's like, screw that, you know. So he goes back and gets turned into Dracula by this guy in the cave. And now he's whipping everybody's ass. And, you know, and that's pretty much. And I have a feeling, you know, he will prevail in some shape or form.
Oh, or get horribly destroy him. You know, because Dracula didn't end well.
Well, that's true. He usually ends with a...
Well, I mean, it did for the protagonist, but not the antagonist, because Dracula was the antagonist. I think that the reason I ask that is because we are starting to make the antagonist the protagonist now, because we want evil to be seen as good.
Right. Right.
Would you agree with that?
I think evil, you know, a lot of times the bad guys are cooler. A lot of times, let's face it, you know, they have more personality. You know, I find myself rooting for the bad guy more than half the time.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 47.
So you've been rooting for the bad guy for a long time.
A long time, yes.
Yeah. Most people your age have been rooting for the bad guy for a long time.
Right. You know,
Generation X. We grew up with the Joker.
Exactly. Generation X. I mean, our generation is, we got off to a bad start, you know?
Yeah, we got off to no start. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there was no start at all.
There was a crash.
The starting gun fire. The starting,
and then gun. there was like, are we supposed to cry or are we supposed to laugh? We're not sure.
Right. Yeah. It's been a ride, you know, but it never. Yeah, we've been kind of behind in a lot of ways. Maybe that's why I just root for the underdog, which, you know, is usually the bad guy, right? So.
We will have to say that a bunch of Gen X's are the ones creating that evil is good.
Evil is good, yeah. Gen X, like how 80s,
just look at it as like a gap where when the Gecko brothers or the Geckos, right? The Geckos? Right. Greed is good.
Greed is good, yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not. And now we have a bunch of self-involved people that everyone was rooting for the bad guy and buying all into it. And then now the bad guy's an actual bad guy.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just think about it.
Well, I mean, Gen X, we're survivors. That's what we are, you know.
Not anymore.
Some have survived.
You know, Gen Xers have the highest suicide rate in the entire world.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you live to be in your 50s or 60s in Gen X, you have achieved a level of... you know, old age, most people won't.
Well, you got to think
in that generation, you know,
we were right in there when our grandfathers fucked up the economy, and our great great grandfathers fucked up the economy. Our grandfathers fucked up the environment.
All right. Yeah.
And then we were left into it, and we tried to make a difference, but we were too short too soon.
Yeah.
And then
we inherited.
Now we got people who are like screaming it, because I remember when I was a kid and my uncle, he was like, "Global warming, that's not a real thing," and I'm like, "Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is." And now it's a proven fact.
Now, yes, climate change is real. It's completely proven by hundreds of scientists. Yeah.
Yeah, and then but uh-oh. all those piece of shit people that back in the day that didn't give a fuck about anybody else.
Right.
But themselves. And then you got to think, how many Gen Xers are the same people?
Have become that person? You know, I don't know.
So, I know at least 300.
At least 300.
At least.
I don't know. It's Gen X is tough. It's been a hell of a ride. We've enjoyed some great music, though. Our arts scene has been epic.
Agreed.
Yeah, that part of it, the struggle of Gen X has created great art. I would say that for sure. And great music. And to me is way more interesting than millennials or Gen Z or any of that.
You know what they call Gen Z?
I don't know. I
zombie.
Zombie? Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep. Gen Z is called zombie because they all walk around with their heads on their phones. No, are looking at their phones and not looking where they're going.
Right. Exactly. That reminds me of a comic I saw the other day. The caption says, "Nursing home in a post-texting world." And it has all these old people hunched over staring into their hands in wheelchairs.
That is funny.
In a nursing home. Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what it's going to look like. Yeah,
I'm on...
I laughed and I cried because it's going to be true.
Well, I told my I cried. I told my buddy that the other day. He's a teacher. He's a science teacher. He just got married and he's got now stepkids, and they're Gen Zs.
And right.
He's a great guy. Softball coach, you know all that. He goes, "Why do they call him?" Why call Gen Z? They're like, zombies, man. They're all fucking zombies. And he's like, "Wait a minute." I'm like, "Yeah." And then I explained to him the exact thing I explained to you. He said, "Oh my God, you're zombies."
Dude, we all are, I think, at this point. It's
Oh, no. My kids aren't.
Bad. Your kids aren't?
Dude, no. First of all, don't let my kids have social media accounts.
Hey, good for them.
No, hell no. I actually started a movement back in the day but they never caught on.
What, a anti-social media movement?
No, just if you're social media, 18 years older.
Oh, okay.
Social media should be looked at like a gun.
Hey, you know what? You're on to something there. I mean,
that... No, I did that back. I did that back, what, like 7 years ago?
7 years ago?
Yeah. I was like, social media is like a gun.
I would have died. You know,
you know, you got to be 18. You got to be 18. You know, it's like cigarettes. Because, I mean, like these kids, they put all this stuff on there that's stupid. And then that shit's going to be on there for the rest of their fucking lives. And this shit's being sold to China.
Right.
So, you know, it's like.
Every day. Yeah.
I tried to explain people this. And they, you know what they told me? Climate change ain't real.
Right. It's the same people. Same people. Yeah.
Climate change ain't real.
Yep.
So I said, all right, well, the only thing I can change is what's around me. And well, so it. I made sure that my kids do not have social media accounts. And my, you know, it's all I can do.
Well, that's it. It's all, you know.
My wife has a social media account. She has a Facebook account for the neighborhood because we do that neighborhood watch thing.
Sure.
But that's it. That, and she has one for like the family.
Well, so all the family that's fair enough. Share, so, you know,
share the photos. That's what we have.
I like social media. I mean, I couldn't stalk my ex-girlfriends without it. I mean, I don't know. <What?
laughs> Oh, you know what's so
everybody about needs that? Everybody
that
needs
sounded
a hobby.
So thing. True.
Right.
How many exes do you have?
I was.
No, hold on. You're 47. You have now. Can I make a guess?
Sure.
You have 23 exes.
Yeah, that's, you could say that. Really, more like a dozen or a half dozen that I could really keep track of. You know.
Well, first of all, you
just out of morbid curiosity.
You're just making yourself sound worse. don't stalk them. don't do that.
I don't really that much.
Only
when
just
I'm really
don't
bored.
Do it at
only
all.
When I need to feel better about myself.
You want to feel better about yourself? Do that's, fucking something.
I do.
What do you do?
What do I do? I mean, you know, the good things in my life are good. You know, I mean, I work out fairly often.
Oh, good.
So I play music. I play music. You know, I do
play music,
artistic stuff.
Artistic stuff.
I do fine art photography. I mean,
fine art photography.
I don't suffer from low self-esteem most of the time.
No low self-esteem except for the fact that you stalk your ex-girlfriends.
Those are all, yeah, in times of mental distress.
You really need to stop. Do not do that. Which, by the way,
there's no law.
He doesn't do that at all. Right. He's just, this is just a show, and this is a periodic.
Thank you for
periodical
clearing that up.
Yeah, he was trying to make a joke, and it just didn't hit. I couldn't find it.
Right. Maybe it's not that funny.
Well, I mean, it could have been with the right delivery.
Right, right.
With the right delivery, it would have been great. we could do totally. You know, everybody loves the stalking guy for the girl. You know what?
Totally.
I want to hear a stalking girl for the guy.
Well, you know, it goes on just as much, if not more. Like, if you could, you know, keep track of who is doing what, it would be 50-50 at least.
No, well, you'd like to think that, but it's actually not the truth. Guys have been in power way more for many years, and life is a pendulum. It swings both ways.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's gonna swing. It swings to the men, and then it swings to the women, and then it swings to the men, and then it swings to the women, and then we are the people who are in the middle. That every time it comes by, we get a piece.
True that.
It's like every time it comes by, we get a little piece.
True that.
Because we're not the all, you know, I don't know, I don't know what are you religious at all, or
no, man? I'm more spiritual than religious.
No, well, that's okay. That's spiritual.
I just try and do the next right thing, and you know, I believe in a God of my own understanding, and I don't follow any particular religious dogma, but I think it does good things for people, but it just doesn't work for me.
I love that word dogma, you know, because that was a word used to bastardize certain feelings and faith, but that's okay.
Sure.
Dogma.
I am, you know, trying to be a spiritual person, but
would you pray with me?
Would I pray with you? Yeah, sure. I pray every day. I pray in the morning and the evening.
Yeah, you want to pray together right now?
What are we praying for, first of all?
World peace.
World peace.
What's going on right now?
That's not very original, man.
No, it's not original, but look what's going on right now. Look what's going on right now.
Well, that's true. There's always something.
Yeah. You know, a girl saying world peace in a time of peace is, you know, or a guy saying world peace in a time of peace. But praying for world peace right now
might not be a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Send it to the universe.
All right. I'm down.
All right. You want to start?
Sure.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, God or higher power, whatever you believe in.
Sorry, man, you keep going.
We ask that you know, bring peace into this world through your grace and your power and your omnipotence over everything. We ask that you bring peace into this world, and that all mankind may try and get along better with the person next to him.
To have and to hold.
Sure. Or just to have and to not hurt.
To have and to not hurt.
Do not punch in the face, right.
To not bomb civilians. Or blow up bridges with the suicide. I have no idea what was going on with that. But
insanity. Mass hysteria.
Well, that's what war is. That's why I was thinking that we would pray for peace. All right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Please deliver us from every evil.
Yeah,
watch
amen.
Over us. Watch over us in all these times of woe and misunderstanding. And I mean that as a word. Misunderstandment. I know it's not a real word, but I know it is the word that I want to use. Everybody understands everything until they don't, because they right. misunderstood it when they were told it. misunderstanding. TM, we want the show. Also, amen,
brother.
I'm sick and tired of Kardashianism.
Kardashianism.
Kardashianism. Another word that I, not I, sorry, we want the show, Webster's Dictionary,
mm-hmm.
to promote yourself frivolously and cantankerously and debaucherily for 15 minutes of fame.
Right.
Kardashianism.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a really real thing. And
amen.
Amen. In the freak show, please, somebody.
Jeez. I mean, like, come on. Come on. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, this has gotten weird. Like, our entire world has gotten weird. When right. when we were kids, what was our biggest flaw?
Biggest flaw? Yeah, maybe staying up too late or not going, or, you know, pretending to be sick, not go to school.
No, I mean, like, the real biggest flaw.
Character flaw? Big character flaw? I don't know. There were so many.
Dude, there were evil people when we were young. We knew them. It was disgusting, but we knew them. And so, but the evil people now are totally different. Like, totally. I can't let my kids out because I've got three blue dots in the area.
Oh, right. So, you're talking about like sex offenders and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Now, yeah. Yeah. The world is going.
What is a sex offender?
I don't know. It means they're registered in that database.
How many female sex offenders are there?
I wouldn't think not that many. Not nearly as many as males. If I had to guess, I really don't know for a fact, but I would guess.
When a male, when we were kids, if a female was to accost us, what would be our response as males?
If a female accosts us?
Let's be honest.
You know, it wouldn't always be looked on as a bad thing.
that's the sick part of it. Right. That is the sick part of it.
Yeah, that is the crux of the whole problem, really. I mean,
yeah, because no one sees the other side,
right?
Like, what if somebody really didn't want it? Like a male didn't want it twice.
Twice?
Twice. Where he, because he didn't, because he was super afraid of STDs. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But yeah, the girl, yeah, like the first girl was held down. He was held down by his best friends just because they wanted to get him laid. And then the second time, it was his boss.
Jesus Christ.
And she wanted him to have sex with her while her husband watched.
Whoa. Wow. That's...
Now,
yeah, that's
and
the stuff
then she made his life a horrible mess after.
I would say.
He said no.
He said no, and she did not take it well. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. How does someone do that?
I don't know. It's willpower. There, you know, there's just some sick people.
No. I'm just saying, like, how does someone, you know, sex offender wise? Because she's a sex offender,
right?
And the girl that tried to rape him with his two friends, they're all three nowadays sex offenders.
On the list, huh?
Gotta be, right? I mean, because that's what the list is. The blue dots mean now anybody who's done anything, period.
Anything, even yeah.
Because it's the blue dot. It's the period.
A lot of them out there. That's sure. You know,
no, there's horrible people, man. Remember when we were kids? What was America's? No, what was it? What was it called? Gosh darn it. John Walsh. Adam Walsh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
America's Most Wanted.
Sure, yeah.
Dude, I grew up with that. I watched that all the time.
Yeah.
I felt horrible for that guy.
I did too. He never did find his son. Or he found out his son had died. Isn't that what happened? Something to that effect?
No, his son was, yeah, his son.
Murdered, yeah. Adam was his name.
Adam Walsh.
Yeah. He took a tragedy and turned it into hope for other people.
Until it changed.
Sure.
Because then it changed. Because when they started making money.
All right. The man got involved again. The man. Sold out to the man.
I mean, I love how everyone thinks that the man is only against everyone else. The man is against everyone. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. It's against everybody.
Yes. Yeah, that's.
It has. It does.
He is
a
common
look
foe.
At your. You are a number.
I hear you, man. Mass psychosis. It's all. It's all I can say.
Well, I mean, think about like commercials. How would you rate commercials now? Do you own cable?
I do.
What do you think about commercials now compared to commercials when we were kids?
As an adult, I mean, I see it for what it is now, you know. I mean, they're more manipulative, they're more more filled with information, just, you know, to get me to buy stuff and more advanced, but the name of the game is the same, you know. I noticed it more as an adult than I did as a kid. You know,
as a kid, you didn't want to buy the G.I. Joe.
Of course, I bought the G.I. Joe.
Well, I didn't. I was poor.
You were poor?
Yeah, I was very poor.
G.I. Joe, the He-Man. Yeah, I mean, I
all that stuff. A when lot I was of the kid. Toy. When you, when you, what you got, I didn't. I went to your house. I think I went to your to someone's house. That was related to you, and that you all were pretty well off.
We had a middle class existence, I would say. Not, I wouldn't say well off.
You see, upper middle or lower middle?
Maybe upper middle, but all not, right. All right. Not.
Well, yeah.
Not we were, high we end were, upper middle.
We were upper lower.
Upper lower. Sure. So, no toys, no TV.
No, well,
no video games.
Well, first of all, I can tell you a story about that. My TV, I took my bike and a bunch of straps with my backpack, and I bought a TV from a scrapyard. and drove and wrote it down to my house. And then I had my father, who had a truck, go pick up like furniture for me.
Dude,
my furniture
that was a
awesome.
Struggle.
No, it's not a struggle at all. My furniture was awesome. Dude, I've found, and I still do it to this day. I've got amazing, you would not believe what people throw away.
Oh, right. Yeah, I already know. Yeah, it's
See, now I
have a garage full of stuff.
Now I live in a lower upper area. So
lower upper.
So
you've come up in class a little bit.
No, I just I'm me, dude. I'm married into it.
Married into it. Nice.
So but yeah, we you know, we just but we I still get shit off the curb.
Hey, I never pass up a deal.
Dude, that's free. I'm serious, dude. I will take a picture of a thing that somebody threw away, and you will say no, they didn't. People are, in this day and age, wasteful as hell.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's so sad. When I was a kid, dude, we didn't throw away anything.
Bro, I hear you. You know, consumerism is the worst now it probably has ever been, you know. And because we're addicted to all this stuff. We're addicted to the electronics, to the smartphones,
to the
streaming
smartphone.
Shows,
and the next smartphone.
The laptops, you know. You could argue society has become an addict in itself. I would suggest that society has become an addict.
I agree.
In some shape or form, we've all become addicted to something. And it's just become our life now, you know? And we haven't even realized it.
I just want to be a dad.
Right.
That's what I'm addicted to.
Hey, well, at least that's a good thing.
my father taught me.
I don't think you'll have to go to rehab for that or something.
It'll be a winning situation.
Hey, my name is T-Martin Al, and I'm a father.
Amen, bro.
Of three. I got an 18-year-old, I got an 8-year-old, and I've got a 5-year-old.
Wow, that keeps you busy. You're a stay-at-home dad, right?
Well, I have to be.
Right.
My wife thought she's head of OR at a hospital, so yeah. Her time is money.
As it should be.
So my sales time is only going to be for the kids. For right now. But that's why I started this show. I mean, because I got bored. Honestly, I got bored, dude. I used to be, and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm done with used to be. I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna be. I hear you. Life's not a spectator sport. I think
actually it is.
For some people, it is. Yeah. So for some people, it does.
In fact, they've turned it into a conglomerate.
It is entertaining. That's for sure.
Well, it's it's funny that they don't. When I was, do you remember like the Survivor, like when it first came out?
Dude, yes.
Yes, when it first came out, right? That shit was real.
Hell yeah, it was real.
And then it, like, second season, then it wasn't. It just wasn't anymore.
Yeah, it ran its course quickly.
Yeah, the first one was amazing. The first season. If anybody's out there, get the first season of Survivor.
First season and then stop.
Yeah, because that was...
Right.
Because they didn't understand what they had, and people were really, like almost dying.
And right.
Like, wait a minute. They're trying to save themselves. So then they started putting in, like, all right, well... We'll have you all catered, you know, because those people are not surviving. They go and they get their food. At second season, that's when that started happening. First season, it was not happening, but the second season, yes, it was happening. So first season Survivor, and then you'll learn what real. That was kind of the real TV.
Yeah, I would.
There was another real TV before that, but they took that and then they made Survivor. And yeah, but Survivor now is just, it's just ridiculous. MTV's. MTV, man.
Hey, that was a tragedy. Whatever happened to that? I mean,
No. Well, no. That was the first real. It was actually in the thing, real.
MTV real?
MTV real.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yes.
Yeah, where they all lived in that house.
That was the first one. That was the exact first. It was way before Survivor.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. You could argue that's when MTV started going downhill, too.
Yes,
but yeah, you raised a valid point there. That was definitely ahead of the times there. And
I
remember there, like, was a guy from Kentucky on there, you know, and
I never watched it. I watched the first season. I watched the first season, but I was never big into. Like, my dad didn't let me watch MTV.
No?
Nah, he didn't. Yeah. Well, if I wanted to learn music, he would buy me the CD.
Fair enough. That was probably...
If I heard about a band, I would tell him about it, and then he would just buy me the CD. And so, therefore, I could listen to the whole whole thing.
Right.
And so, they're not a one hit.
Right. No visual.
Yeah, no visuals to, you know.
I hear you. I grew up with a lot of records. You know, a lot of my parents' records.
No, I did too. That is when I was a kid, that's all we had was records. So.
Right. I love records. I still love records to this day.
I love tapes, and I still have tons.
Tapes are cool, too. I wish I had all the ones that
I still had
at one point.
I kept all my tapes.
Dude, that's awesome.
I'm serious. I really did. Kept all my tapes.
Yeah, I love tapes. Making mixtapes.
Oh, my gosh. That was the best thing about
tapes. Copying
one
tape to the other one? Right. I mean, you could just tape in.
You can do it digitally now, but you can't do it like you could on analog.
No.
You know, the analog, there was a certain thing where you could actually, like, hit the rewind before you hit record, and it would be like, hey, sounds, boom, 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 boom. You know. You could hit it at the right moment. Because me and Mark me and Mark used to do that all the time. We would make like mixtapes. Because I remember I was in love with Kelly Soden, and then
right
made a mixtape of it. And he helped me do it. And I sent it to him. And then he took it and said it was his. And then he had sex with her.
Dude, that is serious plagiarism or something.
Nah, it's okay, man. Dude.
Copyright infringement.
To be completely honest, I could care less.
Really?
I really couldn't.
It all worked out the way it was supposed to. You know?
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you. That is what we want the show is all about. It all works out the way it's supposed to.
Yep.
Quit pushing. It will work out.
Yes.
Always. So what we prayed earlier. World peace. Man.
World pushing. Peace. Right.
We want the show is gonna be is supposed to be funny, but it's with everything that's gone on, it is you will listen to some of mine of we talked about the Trump situation.
Oh, right. Which one?
Well, I haven't done any ones now because it's just now verbatim. It's nothing new.
Yeah, it's all been done. It's all been done.
Yeah, it's all been done. We want the show. We want the show, man. We want something new.
Yeah, I
agree. We want to get something new out there. So all right. So what we're going to do is this. Cuz I can edit this, but
all right. You probably should.
This is T. Martin Howell coming at you. And I'm about to leave you, but I'm here with my good friend.
Willie T. Wilson. What's up?
Ha ha ha.